April 11th, 2022, Monday of Holy Week. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today, children, as Holy Week is upon us, I invite you to reflect on what is in your own heart. Hopefully, your hearts will not be bound up with earthly concerns, but centered on heaven. Heaven is where your true happiness is. Your greatest treasure awaits you in heaven. This treasure is the sum total of all your prayers and sacrifices. It is a treasure ornamented by your forgiveness of all others and your faith in the truth of all I have given you. Live for heaven while you are still on earth. That is the way to true happiness. All else is passing. Temporal joy is like grasping for straw while you are drowning. Your real support in any difficulty is your love for me, which I enhance and reciprocate in your greatest need. Therefore, place your trust in what is above, not on what surrounds you in the world." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them, but now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.